You're listening to SBS News.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack's left no doubt as to his feelings towards backbencher Andrew Broad.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I'm very let down. I like to think that people in a ministerial role have a certain code of conduct. You know, I think he should consider his future. I do. But that again, I have to say that's a matter for Mr. Broad.
Which Andrew Broad promptly did, saying he's let his family and electorate down and he will not contest his safe Victorian seat at next year's election. But he technically remains a Nationals MP, and the scandal around him deepens with allegations of more women complaining to his party about the married father's behaviour. The Deputy Prime Minister says that's news to him.
I had no knowledge of any allegations of improper conduct until I opened up the paper this morning. We don't in the National Party condone improper practices. We don't condone anything of this nature.
The Nationals backbencher, formerly a close ally of the Deputy Prime Minister, was already in the spotlight after a woman he allegedly met in Hong Kong through a dating website shared lewd messages from him. In the messages published in New Idea magazine, a man appearing to be Mr. Broad makes several sexually suggestive comments to the woman. The woman told the magazine they met for a date and alleges he put her hand on his leg several times. Mr. Broad was in Hong Kong in September for a fruit conference and used $400 of taxpayers' money for the domestic part of his international trip. He's offered to repay the domestic flights, the right thing to do, according to his colleague, Resources Minister Matt Canavan.
Unfortunately, mistakes are made by individuals from time to time in any organisation and political parties, and the appropriate action has been taken here. As I say, Andrew will pay has paid a heavy price, and my thoughts are now with his family.
Mr. Broad asked federal police to investigate his liaison, saying the woman he met may have committed a crime, but the AFP says no offences were committed. Now unsettling the coalition is the issue of how long the Deputy Prime Minister knew of the liaison before the Prime Minister found out.
I thought it was a couple of weeks ago. I don't carry around all the dates and times of what people tell me. I don't tell the Prime Minister absolutely everything about every member of Parliament, and he's got enough on his mind at the moment.
Like trying to sell the coalition's budget good news to voters. The second sex scandal to engulf the Nationals this year is overshadowing what was supposed to be a government triumph to end 2018. The Nationals are yet to announce a replacement for Mr. Broad ahead of a likely May federal election. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.